This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. We all know them. Often, we're stuck dealing with them. Try as we might to avoid narcissists, some use other words to describe them, they are everywhere. We struggle at times to comprehend just why someone would act like this in a civil society.
Time magazine editor Jeffrey Kluger provides insights on the narcissists, such as why these people exist and how best to deal with them in his new book, The Narcissist Next Door, Understanding the Monster in Your Family, in Your Office, in Your Bed, in Your World. He joins us on the phone from New York City. Welcome to the program, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so there's the jerk, the bully, the insensitive lunkhead. The list goes on and on and on. So what specifically qualifies someone as a narcissist?
There are a lot of sort of species of narcissists. Way up at the truly toxic, truly pathological end, you have what's called narcissistic personality disorder. Now, that represents only about 1 to 3% of the population. I think of it as a toxic mashup of grandiosity, entitlement, and a complete lack of empathy. And that last one's important because you can't misbehave if you feel bad about the people who are suffering from it. But down the spectrum a little bit, the further you go, you still run into all kinds of degrees of what I think of as lowercase narcissism, from mildly annoying to utterly insufferable.
I love it.
So what makes some people narcissists, but others just nice, caring people? I mean, is there a genetic component here?
There is a genetic component. It is considered between 64 and 77% heritable. Those figures are arrived at through studies of identical twins, who are the perfect lab case for this, obviously. But all that means is that you have a greater predisposition for narcissism. It doesn't mean you're going to develop the disorder. There are two actually very opposite life experiences that can cause that narcissistic potential to become the real thing. One of them is what's called the mask model of narcissism. It's sort of a masquerade to cover up a profound well of self-loathing and low self-esteem, which is one of the reasons narcissists are so resistant to criticism, because it's a very brittle mask. The other one is narcissism that much more is a real sense of grandiosity. You're not just acting like you're grandiose to compensate. You really think you're better than everyone in the room.
What about learned behavior? Say your parent is a narcissist. I mean, is it something you're around, you know, growing up?
If you overindulge or underindulge a child, in both of those cases, the mask model and the grandiosity model, both of those can be real contributing factors. We all do emulate our parents, so some kids may look at what their parents do, use those as behavioral cues, and become entitled and grandiose as well. But since narcissism is such off-putting behavior, it doesn't take long before kids recognize that mommy or daddy are just obnoxious twits, and I don't want to look like that. So,
hopefully our children are not thinking this as they hear this interview.
Or they're not listening.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about the narcissist in the workplace, or what you call the schmuck in the next cubicle, which I love. So, how would you describe these people?
When you first meet them, as with so many narcissists, you can actually be quite charmed by them. You know, think about it. You're in a new project. They've put a new team together, and you're all in a conference room. I promise you, if there's a narcissist in that room, it'll be the man or woman who's the most dynamic, the most full of ideas, the one with the greatest energy, and the one who does the most talking. They knock the search committee off their feet, and they get the CEO job. Now, they may be carried out in 3 years, having been sacked by the whole board, but the point is, for in the honeymoon period, everyone loves the narcissist.
So what's the best way to deal with one in the workplace?
Well, to run screaming from that job, if that
yes.
option is available.
And if that's not the option?
If that's not the
okay.
option. A couple of things apply on both sides. Narcissists tend to be credit grabbers. So it's very important, whether you have a narcissistic colleague or boss, to be very public with your ideas, first of all. That means either, if you're going to present an idea to your boss, say, either air it through email first and say, hey, I'm thinking of pitching this idea, give me your feedback. But in fact, the reason you're doing that is to establish a trail. If you are blamed for things that the boss or the colleague did, and you will be, because narcissists cannot accept that they had an oops moment, be very clear in your response about what you did and didn't do, and do not then pass the blame off to somebody else. Make sure you stop the blame contagion there, because it's bad for the whole organization.
Well, Jeffrey, there's probably only a few things worse than living with a narcissist. So what are the signs that we're in a relationship with one?
Unfortunately, the sign is you're going to be knocked off your feet beforehand. As I say in the book, they literally charm the pants off you. The problem is they're often not around the next day, and that's also another reason there's so many baby narcissists in the world.
There should be a drug for that.
Well, yes, there should be. Actually,
or a sterilization
really
or something.
And there actually are a lot of scientists who say that's a big reason that narcissism will never be eradicated from the gene pool, because the one thing you need to do to preserve a trait is to breed a lot, and narcissists certainly do that.
No, it seems like a boyfriend or even a spouse you can get rid of. You can divorce them. But what if we find out our child is a narcissist or our mother is a narcissist?
Well,
we can't exactly, you know, divorce them.
No, you can't. And again, some of the same rules apply. In the case of a parent, some of the same rules apply. Lower your expectations. Do not look for a learning curve. Take what you can get. Criticize judiciously or in the presence of other people so that there are people to validate that you're really behaving well and the criticism is in fact much milder than the narcissist is making it out to be.
Well, Jeffrey Kluger, Time Magazine editor and author of The Narcissist Next Door, Understanding the Monster in Your Family, in Your Office, in Your Bed, in Your World, we babes took really good notes. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.